Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Volunteers around the country welcoming Ukrainians into their communities are stretched beyond capacity and need a more structured response put in place. According to my next guest, Sean Boyce is chairman of Rosslare Harbour Friends of Ukraine, and he joins me on the line now. Sean, we've spoken before about what you're doing there in Rosslare. I know it's very busy for you. You might just remind us how it all works when people arrive in Rosslare.
Yeah, good morning, Claire. How it all happens is when people arrive off the Seven Line ferry into Rosslare Europort, we have a very large marquee there that was erected by the OPW some weeks ago, and we meet the people there along with Immigration and the Department of Social Protection and Wexford County Council, who are administrating the IPASS side of things. We're the last group that they meet. We have the biggest area in the tent itself, and we provide the very basic essentials to people, underwear, toiletries, food, a cup of tea and a sandwich, a play area for the kids, and a very large free shop with second-hand, very good quality second-hand clothes for them. So we're the first Irish people, I suppose, they meet when they come into the country that are not government bodies.
And you've been doing this now since the start of the war. Have the people who are coming through, have they changed? Because clearly the ones who are coming through now have tried to stay on in Ukraine as the situation, particularly in the east, has worsened.
We've seen a big change there. The first group of people were the lucky ones, I suppose, in many ways, in that they had their own vehicles, many of them. They had time to gather some possessions and take some money with them, and were easier for us to cater for, I suppose. But the last group of people that we received in yesterday, and indeed on Saturday, we've seen a huge difference. They didn't have that time. In fact, they didn't have those possessions any longer at home in Ukraine. They were simply gone. So there's been a backlog in Cherbourg of people because the Centreline ferry was in dry dock for some weeks. So we're seeing a massive difference now. People literally have nothing when they come into us, which means what we give them is even more, I suppose. And particularly the children, we had 15 to 20 children yesterday. And, you know, God help them, they were shook when they got to us. And we have some very brilliant volunteers that are able to take them away from the situation they're in, I suppose, and the shock of arriving in a new country, having spent 16 hours on a ship. And, you know, by the time we've had them for about an hour, they kind of don't want to leave us anymore, which is great for us to see that, and gives them a little bit of comfort before they head on to their destination.
How many people are you seeing coming in off each sailing?
We're seeing up to 100 per sailing now. As I say, there has been a backlog, and people obviously have, those that held on in Ukraine have now made the decision to move on. So we're looking at 250 to 300 people per week arriving into Rosslare Europort now.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this for weeks along with, I know, the other volunteers, but how are you managing it? I mean, you have to get on with your own life too.
Absolutely, yeah. We've been in operation now since the 12th of March. We have structured it as best we can within our own community group. We've received fantastic support from Wexford Local Development, from Wexford County Council, from the Lions Club and the Rotary Club, and many other organisations and private donors that have responded to our calls, I suppose, and the people of County Wexford and Ireland have been great. We've managed to structure ourselves because we've had to. You know, we can't individually be there all of the time. So we have a pool of about 150 volunteers that we're pulling from. We have a team that go down to the port for the three sailings per week, and we also have teams within the community then assisting. We've in excess of 400 in our local area, and there's over 1,000 in Wexford. So we have other teams around. We've other Friends of Ukraine groups from River Chapel in the north down to Hookless Village down in the south. So it's busy times, but I suppose the problem is we don't have any government structure.
Yeah, tell me about that, because you say that your resources are running very low now.
Resources are running very low, Claire, and I suppose local and national volunteers and donors have been fantastic to us, but that's not sustainable. And the last time we spoke, I said exactly the same. But there's no structure from government on this, as far as we can see. I called in the very early stages for an effort-style approach or some kind of minister to be in charge of it, but we've had nothing. We haven't had 1 cent of government funding. We've spent now in excess of 40,000, and that's in Rosslare alone. I was spoke to on a forum last night with another Friends of Ukraine group in Wexford, and there's a mother and daughter, and they're into this up to 5,000 euros personal funds, and that's not acceptable. You know, people's will is fantastic, but it's certainly not sustainable, and I'm calling again today for some structure. Like, it's time for the Taoiseach to step up and appoint someone here to help us.
Mm-hmm. And you've spoken to local TDs about this?
Absolutely, yeah. We've spoken to them, and we've had several ministerial visits down to Rossbear Harbour and into County Wexford concerning the Ukraine crisis. And I suppose it was fashionable for a while to be connected with this, and you know, the political situation has moved on and there's different things in the news, and we feel abandoned, to be honest with you, because we're continuing to work and have always said we will continue to work, we'll do whatever we can, but we can't be relying on community funding and volunteer funding and you know, donors, private donors, because you know, it's a national response, and we've stood up and we've been counted, but nobody else is willing to support us, and that's how we feel.
If you weren't providing that welcome service with the cup of tea and the toiletries and the clean underwear and so on for people, surely the government would have to do it if you weren't there. Do you see what I'm getting at? Once you start fulfilling a need, the people who really should be paying for that and putting the resources into it don't see the need to do it if you're there.
I fully understand what you're saying, Claire, to be honest with you, but our fear is that if we were to pull back and stop now, that people are arriving in off the ferry, they meet with the government agencies who are excellent at what they do, and the Gardaí and Immigration and such like, but are we just going to allow them to go up the hill in Rossbear and head off to maybe Listowel and Varna or Youghal or stay within County Wexford without the Cead Mhéara Fáilte that we're so famous for giving? So that's we're between a rock and a hard place. You know, as I said, we'll do everything we can to keep going, but we can't understand why there isn't some direction on this and some assistance. And we, particularly in County Wexford, feel that we're different, and we know we're different because we are a point of entry and the community. So that's why we're different. And of course, all of the communities in the country need help and support with the Ukrainian effort. But we feel that we're very different, and we feel like we want to continue giving that great Irish welcome and letting people go to their destination with the basics.
Let's boil it down now. What exactly is it that you need, Sean?
The bottom line is money, Claire. It's funding and structure. And we don't want a big, complicated grant process. We need a government minister to be able to take charge of this situation, assist the local council with the housing effort, structure IPAS a little bit better. But if all that is not doable, commit to some funding to us. Give us a clear picture of what we can do and how long we can do it for, because, as I say, we're in excess of 40,000 now since the 12th of March. Where am I going to get the next 40,000 is my question. And, you know, it should be down to government bodies to come in and help us with this.
The situation then around accommodation, I know once people move on from you, you're aware that that is a really bad problem as well, and you have the summer season coming along. Some of the hotels and guest houses that may have been used for refugees now will want to welcome tourists back.
Absolutely. You know, we have a situation where the pledges to the Red Cross, that just didn't work as far as we can see. And in our locality, Wexford County Council now are looking after that situation. But we also have the situation now where contracts with hotels are expiring. And some will look to renew those contracts, but obviously some people will want to run their business as they normally do. So now we have a situation where potentially somebody who has arrived from Ukraine into Wexford in the middle of March or any other part of the country, the kids are settled in school, perhaps one of the parents or both are working, and within weeks they could be, or even in days, they could be shifted to Cork or Limerick or wherever the next bypass accommodation is. So we're looking at trying to integrate people, but at the same time, there's no structure on that side of it either. So
it's
very disturbing.
We've heard those stories as well, people being uprooted with just a couple of hours' notice, and the government department concerned says it's really sorry, but this is a crisis situation that they're facing as well. But from your point of view, friends of Ukraine, volunteers, not just in Rosslare but around the country, you need help, support, and you need some money to try and give these people the welcome that they deserve when they get here.
Absolutely, Claire. We see it as quite a simple thing, to be honest. If we're funded, we can keep going. If we're not, well, then we probably won't be able to.
Well, Sean, it's good to talk to you again, and we'll keep in touch. Sean Boyce, Chairman of Rosslare Harbour Friends of Ukraine. Next up on the programme, One Hit Wonders. What makes a song a hit, and why do some artists only have one successful track? Simon Marr will explain next.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.